100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
We're back.
A new week. And you know what? I feel fresh after that sleep in.
Well, Siobhan and I yesterday went and did a bit of shopping in the evening.
Yeah.
Well, I say the evening. We went to Waratah Village at like 6.30.
And
it was pitch black.
Yeah.
Felt like 8 o'clock. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, this is going to send me to sleep so early.
I think the only thing that I don't like about the daylight savings changeover is the fact that you can be outside at like 5.30 and the mozzies are already out.
Yeah.
Like, the mozzies come and get you earlier now.
Give me more light at the end of the day, I think, is my preference.
Well, you've only got to wait, what is it, six months?
6 more months.
And it will start to turn that way. The tide will begin to turn yet again.
Oh, dear, yeah. We'll slowly get towards the shortest day, and then once we're, you know, over that hill, it's all uphill from there.
Yeah,
as well,
I know. You know what? And that's the great thing. It's like Monday, start of a new week. This is the start of, you know, the days getting shorter, which is in the lead up to them getting longer.
Oh, my God.
So let's look ahead. Optimism all the way. That's what I say.
Your glass must be always 100% full.
Yeah.
Not even half full.
Yeah, it can be a tiny dropper, a pipette left of water in the bottom. And I'm like, well, we're a pipette closer to being full here, guys. Let's get around it.
So much energy radiating from your part of the desk, Revo, today.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll carry the team. No stress. These shoulders are strong this morning.
You had a Coca-Cola this morning.
Nope.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, here we go. How about this, guys? On the weekend, I tasted some of the most amazing food out at Maitland.
Oh, where'd you go?
A place called Mellow Bistro.
Mellow Bistro? What kind of cuisine can you expect from Mellow Bistro?
You would be guessing off the name, wouldn't you? Pure guessing. You've got no idea.
Well, that's it. There's no hints. Like, sometimes with a restaurant, you can kind of figure out what cuisine you get before you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have no idea with Mellow Bistro.
Was it just like Aussie pub food? Although, it does kind of sound a little bit more fancy. So, was it like, you know,
tapas or something?
You guys are all miles off.
Wow, what is it?
Hong Kong cuisine.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, you could have given me another 15 guesses.
Yeah.
I don't reckon I would have got that.
I don't think you would have either. If you're out that way or you live out there, give it a go. And you know it's authentic, right? And the food is excellent when there's a little crib with the kid running around. You just know that is a family restaurant and that the food's going to be great.
Heart and soul put into that, isn't it?
Yeah. That is it. The kid was running around and, like, so many of the, like, I'd say customers who are of grandmother age would go past and, like, play with the kid a bit.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, it was very wholesome.
Free babysitting as well, no
worries. Exactly, yeah. So if you're out that way, give it a go. Food is amazing.
Okay.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, the SES been on clean-up duty.
Yes, they have. So the SES received 700 calls from Thursday until Saturday.
Damn.
Yes, and they've just finished cleaning that up yesterday.
Okay.
There was, obviously, as we know, there was flood warnings issued for the Hunter and Newcastle and Paterson, and it's actually received less flooding and rain than we expected because Saturday was quite sunny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just moved on.
Stunning. Yeah, so it was a stunning day. And there was, like, so footy got cancelled for us. Cardiff Hawks got cancelled.
Yeah, right, local sports.
No games all weekend.
Oh.
Everyone was thinking on Saturday, oh, my God, such a lovely day. Why are we not playing?
No.
I guess they pulled the pin early for safety. I don't know. But, yeah, you're right.
That is as big as we thought it was going to be.
All right, well, let's move on. Speaking of sport, though, the Newcastle North Stars. So our resident ice hockey team, how'd they go?
Yes, so the Newcastle North Stars have had a huge win. They've won 7-3 to Canberra Brave on Saturday.
Oh, they pumped the Brave. Oh, that's controversial. I love this.
Yeah, so I actually wasn't too sure how they were going to go because they lost both of their preseason hitouts with the Central Coast. They finished last season on a bit of a low, losing to Perth.
Yeah.
But they've pulled through for the start of the season.
That's really interesting. Yeah, it wasn't looking too good for the boys for a while there, but yeah, they've pulled it out. I don't know how they've done it.
Are they playing at home? Were we here?
Yeah, Hunter Ice Skating Stadium.
Now, what we really need to talk about here is how fascinated Ari is with ice hockey. Have you always been into it? Is it the do you get to the games much? Have you got the, like, collectible trading cards of all the players and stuff?
Maybe not that much, no. No, I fell in love with it a couple of years ago. So when I went down to Canberra, watched the Brave in the Brave Cave, and, yeah, fell in love with it from there. Came back up to Newcastle, watched a couple of North Stars games, and, yeah, they're my boys now.
I feel like Ari would quietly like a bar fight. Like, if you see a bar fight, I think they get you a little bit hot and flustered.
Probably, yeah.
And then like ice hockey, it's a bit like that. You know, but the guys throw down the gloves and they throw down their stick and they start throwing fists and all that.
I just enjoy the passion of the sport. It's very interesting. You have to get to a game.
All the padding.
It's violent. It's a violent game.
There's no other way to put it, is there? Oh, well, very good. Well, keep us updated on the North Stars, because every time we talk about it, Ari's having a great morning. And that's the main takeaway from this. Well done to them, though.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I had my 25th birthday not too long ago.
Aww.
I feel like there's two things in this world that make me feel very out of touch with my fellow youth.
Well, you're moving towards middle age now.
You're halfway there, yeah.
Don't say stuff like that.
Quarter life crisis.
The two things that make me feel old, make me feel out of touch, are one, festival lineups. Like, what's a dojo cat? I've never heard of a dojo
cat.
What's a dojo cat?
Oh, that is...
disappointment, Stephen.
Big boomer talk from you.
The other thing that makes me feel out of touch is esports. I'm not quite on the, like, video game sports, competitive video game kind of field at the moment.
So, like, NBA 2K and on PlayStation and, like, FIFA and all that?
Like, Fortnite, all those kind of, like, competitive...
Is that a sport?
Well
yeah, there's so much money in it now.
Sure, okay.
Like, the guys who play it competitively are athletes, I suppose.
Oh, that type of sport.
Yeah.
They train, like, 10 hours a day.
So yeah, it's not it's not like video game versions of sports.
Oh.
It's video games played as a sport competitively.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Yeah, well, anyway.
It's massive.
There's a company in Abu Dhabi who's getting ahead of this esports trend. They're investing $280 million US into their very own esports island.
Oh, my God.
So this will include, of course, a luxury hotel where people can stay, cutting-edge tournament venues, professional training facilities, also creation spaces. Like, this is the real deal.
Holy dooly.
So I guess, like, my brother would love something like this. I guess, like, you wake up in the morning, you're like, yes, chef, I'd love an omelette with ham and a bit of onion and mushroom in it, because they always cook you an omelette to your, you know, taste when you're in a luxury hotel.
I like how we talk about luxury hotel, five star, anything you can have in the world.
Omelette with ham.
Omelette chef is the pinnacle of luxury, isn't it?
Stephen's like, I'll have an omelette with ham and onion.
Nah, omelette chef is the pinnacle of luxury. Anyway, you know, I can imagine that, you know, you get your breakfast sorted and then you sit by the pool waiting for your turn and then you go play video game tournaments. Oh, what games are on today? Go check it all out.
Well, you joke about this and we do sort of, but in the winner of the Esports World Cup last year took home a prize of $45 million.
Yeah, this is big.
So it's a joke, but it's not a joke.
No, serious stakes, of course.
Well, that's the thing, like, gaming and stuff, that is, like, what, a multi-million, multi-billion dollar industry. So it's bigger than football. Football of any kind.
That's what I mean. It makes me feel out of touch. It's big. I'm not across that kind of space.
Yeah.
They do take it seriously as well. There'll be comprehensive nutrition programs available to the athletes there to support the physical and mental well-being if they'd like to take it.
What, so they're going to feed them, like, baked carrots every day because you need your eyes' health to be, like, on point because all you're doing is staring at screens all day? Like, what is that? A milk because, you know, you've got to have the joints ready to go with the thumbs, you know?
You have bought into every lifestyle that's ever been told to you, haven't you?
Yeah.
Carrots do nothing for your eyes, by the way.
Okay,
but, yes, I like the idea.
Debunked.
Anyway, I guess the thing is they want this to be a destination for big gaming events in the future, so they're putting the money in now and hoping to get ahead of the curve and be, I guess, pioneers in this space.
It's pretty smart, I reckon. I think this is the next big thing.
Probably.
And like you said, millions and millions and millions of dollars up for grabs. So
it'll only get bigger.
I mean, maybe you tell Mum and Dad that next time they're nagging you about playing too many video games.
Oh, look, there's so much prize money in it.
Work experience. I'm training.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So yesterday, of all days, it was a beautiful day. However, if you were in the Newcastle CBD, good luck finding a car park. Good luck trying to walk along most of the beaches, because the famous Hill to Harbour Fun Run was on yesterday morning.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, the famous 12K race. And then, of course, you had the half marathon and all the smaller runs, you know, your 2K and your 5K and all that.
Which one did you run in?
So I was going to, but I didn't, representing Lake Mac was my partner Mitchell. He ran it. He ran the 12K with no training at all. So he is sore as he can't walk now.
Well, what they did as well
ever
is,
again.
I get probably the lesser of two evils, but I'm pretty sure you started on the hills this year, didn't you?
But you always do. So this 12K race is famous for starting at Bar Beach, which is that massive hill that goes up towards Scratchley and stuff like that. So
I'd be gasping by then.
Yeah, well, the first 2Ks of the run is just directly up that hill. I did it a couple of years ago. It ruins you. But yeah, this time they ended in Carrington, so they changed the course a little bit. But get this, I did do some deep diving. At least over 2,200 competitors were there across the day. So, like, that's nearly double the amount of what they usually get.
Yeah, a few of the footy boys did it. They made us, the rest of us feel bad. Like, what are you guys doing?
Well,
it's my training.
Not running a huge run. That's what I'm doing. Probably relaxing, were you?
Yeah, I was relaxing. I think I was still sleeping when they started.
Well, sounds much better to me. Who's the real loser in this situation? Well, sounds like them.
You have to do it next year, Stephen. I'll do it with you next year if you want to.
Oh, there we go.
No, thanks.
Stephen says no. We head to America for this story because over here in Australia, around Newcastle and the Hunter, occasionally we get those sightings of like Black Panthers or something, right?
Ooh.
It sends the internet into a tailspin.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one at Katara once.
There you go. There's a blurry photo someone took. Is that a, you know, what is that? Is that a Black Panther? No one's really
sure.
It
was definitely a Black Panther.
The Jungle Book comes to Newcastle, apparently.
Yeah, but over in the States, it is a big issue, big cats. So they've got bobcats, which are quite dangerous, and in and around, especially when there's forest that gets close to, say, you know, the city or whatever, that's when you can get bobcats, which come down and can attack people.
Oh, my God.
They're big
okay.
and dangerous. Anyway, there was one that was seen at this school, right? This is in Washington. And, oh wow, everyone, quick, everyone into the rooms. This is a lockdown situation.
Hide under the desk, all that kind of stuff.
All that stuff. The doors need to be locked because if any student comes into contact with this bobcat,
that will die.
It is possible.
They'll
you could
attacked,
be
right,
you could
yeah.
be attacked, and it's very, very serious. Anyway, they start. They send out. They call in like Game and Wildlife, which is their, I guess, people that are, you know,
in charge of getting rid of all the wild.
Have to deal with it.
Animal control.
Animal control. They call in Game and Wildlife, and they start searching the school, hunting up high and down. They're walking up and down through all the like sports fields and everything, looking behind trees, behind the toilet block. Where else could this bobcat be hiding? Anyway, they get near to where it's been sighted last, and then they realise it's just a really, really fat regular cat that is in the middle of eating a really big rat.
Just chewing out, eating.
Yeah, it was a big, and it was the same sort of colour, that sort of, I don't know what they call it when it's like orangey brown.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I don't know my cat colours, but this is, anyway, it was there and it had been eating a big rat and it was really fat and rolling around and people thought it was a bobcat.
Do you think for that cat, it's a real line in the sand type moment?
What do you mean?
Goes back and talks to his mates at like the I don't know, cat litter or whatever they hang out. I don't know where they hang out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I was mistaken for a bobcat today. I think it's time to
get on the Weight Watchers.
No, I reckon he's bragging to all of his mates, going, oh, they think I'm this big tough mountain lion. Look at me go.
Well, either way, he should be eating a few less rats and doing a bit more exercise, I think.
UFM. The Novos.
Probably T-minus 24 hours away from America being shrouded in darkness.
Why?
They've got a total lunar eclipse coming up.
I know about this because my mum and dad are over there for it.
Really? So it's like, it's like a big solar eclipse, one of the ones where it goes full dark. So not like a partial solar eclipse or like it's a little bit shady.
Just to clarify, we don't get those, right?
We do.
We do, yeah. They're just not very frequent.
Right, okay.
And this is kind of, I don't want to go into that tangent, but I do have a real issue with moon events, and I've made that clear in the past. Mm. Like, I'm 25. I reckon I've seen about 15 once-in-a-lifetime moon events. It's just, like, the moon must have the best PR team. It started with, surely, they had us all believing it was made out of cheese with Wallace and Gromit.
That's right.
And then that hype kind of died down a bit. They've gone, oh, blood moon. Here, have one of those. Just a slightly bigger moon. Anyway, I digress. Six inmates in New York are very excited for this solar eclipse.
Okay.
And they've, I guess, used it to their advantage. So they sued the city of New York for locking them up and not allowing them to view the solar eclipse while they're in jail. It wasn't part of their regular out-and-about activity time.
Right, so it's happening at a time when they're not supposed to be out.
When they're not meant to be out. Okay. So what they've claimed is this is, you know, a breach of their constitutional religious rights.
Religious? Surrounding what? A solar eclipse? How's that religious?
I'm
this
not
is
sure.
The question. I guess, like, pagan, maybe pagan religions or something.
Or how's this? So there's six men, like I said, who have jumped in on this. They include a Baptist, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, and a few atheists.
Oh, come
and
on.
And a partridge in a pear tree. They all just worship the moon, is it?
Well, the result
show
is
us
now
your moon and all that.
Is that they are allowed to go out and watch it. They've been granted freedom to go, well, I guess, out into the courtyard and watch this solar eclipse.
But I also feel like, you know, you're there watching the sky. Like, looking at the sky is a human right. I mean, like, what's wrong with that? I don't get it. Why is it such an issue?
No, because they're not normally allowed out. Because then guards have to go out and people are paid to go look after them and have to watch them out in the courtyard. And
Suck it up. It's
more than just opening a door for them.
Their yard time would be at certain times, I guess, when they're allowed out.
And these are convicted criminals, remember. They're not, you know, it's not like they're free men who have been told they can't do it.
Convicted men are real men as well. Okay, they're human. They're human too. It's fine.
Oh, clearly you were on the board that decided they were allowed to go watch it.
Correct. Yeah. I was, yes.
Stephen would say no.
It feels like there was one person who genuinely felt like they should go watch it for their religious, you know, like for religious reasons, and everyone else is tacked on.
Me too. I need to go see the moon as well.
Couple of bandwagoners, you reckon?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Oh, how could I forget about that?
Yeah, it's my the cornerstone of my religion. You're an atheist. You heard me.
Well done. Guys, you know, an extra 15 minutes of yard time.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as and on the air now.
I just wanted to give a big shout out to all of the real Knights fans who went for the game on perhaps the rainiest day in Newcastle history, I reckon.
Oh, there were puddles on puddles down there at the game.
Why did they play the cup game there beforehand is my question.
I don't know.
Just no need, is there? Like, oh, it was so wet.
Incredibly wet.
The problem is, I think there was more people there than what was dictated on TV.
Right.
Because everyone's hiding at the back of the second tier.
That's right, they've got a bit of
protection from the rain, exactly. Of course.
A tiny bit of roof, and they're like, I'll have that, please. So you just got to say this, don't you?
Go to the night.
Take a brave Knights fan to sit on the hill Friday night.
Well, yeah, I don't know if there was any, to be fair, but I just want to give a shout out and say well done if you did make it. I think there were a lot more TV watchers than predicted.
If you went, you reaped the rewards as well. Good win.
Sure did.
Happy days.
That's a fantastic win. We did so well.
Go to the Knights.
I love it.
Indeed.
To mighty Maitland. There's a big, huge discussion online about maybe a development that maybe in some time in the near future could become a reality.
Council-esque, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, hence why I said it like that. So there's been a bit of discourse that's been floating around on some of the Maitland community pages recently that's attracted a wild amount of comments. And I never expected anything like this to be, I guess, have so much uproar around it.
What is it?
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm coming. So, of course, I'm talking about the Maitland Entertainment Centre. There isn't one, but someone has posted basically a questionnaire saying, look, should we have it? I reckon we should.
They're saying that it's about time that Maitland had its own entertainment centre for concerts and events, with the population growing, and we only have a small town hall. Now,
look,
play the incorrect sound effect, please, Grevo. Well,
no, I refute. You want this? I say this.
No,
that is correct.
Well, this has caused quite the uproar from residents, responding that a performing arts centre should have been built instead of a new council admin building. So a lot of people are for it. Others say it should definitely happen, while other strong feedback also consisted of asking who's going to pay for it, though, or just maybe focus on building more homes and schools, etc. Big divide. Big divide on the internet, guys.
All right, around the team, yep. Ari, you first. What do you think? Should they build it or not?
Well, Maitland has had quite a few great developments over the years. I think this should be one of them.
Yeah, build it.
Definitely an entertainment centre is needed up there.
All right. I totally agree.
Okay.
I think that it's time for a bit of a bit more culture out there.
Performances.
Right. And, you know, when you build a grand new building like that, it will need Persian rugs.
conflict of interest.
I'll be
going to Islington Antiques, I think.
I'll be going in there with the tender, and hopefully Crevo's on Clyde Street can win. That's all I'm saying.
I'm here for it.
Who's paying for this building? Not me.
That's what some people are asking.
I'm not coming out of taxpayer money. There's more important things this money should be going towards. Like people alluded to, like we've got a housing crisis at the moment. Mm. Put it into the education system. What's into things that really need it. Because, okay, let's level here. Let's be realistic.
Okay.
What is the dream scenario for a Maitland Entertainment Centre? What kind of acts do they draw?
Well, you know, more concerts, like musicians.
Like who?
Stars. I don't know.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not Delta playing Woodrum. There.
Why not?
Not playing there.
Why not?
Because there's not the audience for it.
Jessica Mowboy.
Maybe.
Guy Sebastian.
Well, like people are saying, you know, yeah, we need more houses because, you know, there's growing population. But again, growing population, we need more entertainment out there.
What about Pink?
Not happening.
Why not?
Because how big are they going to build this entertainment centre?
Obviously,
Pink will play at McDonald Jones.
No, she's already done that. They're going through like, she wants to visit as many fans as possible.
Yeah,
like they have the meeting. They have the meeting. Oh, you've already done Newcastle.
Money would be better reinvested in redeveloping the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Look, here's
that's also a separate issue.
Yeah, here's also my thing. In Maitland, though, they have great sport events that go there as well. So sporting up there is covered.
Yeah, that's already covered.
Yeah, thank you. But like you said, Crevo, the cultural aspect, the performances, you know, people like myself who love stage productions and whatever, they need something for them as well. So that's why I'm for it.
Bring it on, is what I say.
I just think wasted. I just don't think big enough.
Are you saying the people of Maitland don't deserve music and culture? That is rude. That is very rude of you.
Nah, they're not far away from Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
that's a long drive. And everyone out there knows it.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
I know it as well.
So Stephen says no, we say yes, Crevo.
Mm-hmm.
Should we ask Newcastle what they think?
Yeah, let's do it. 4967-4105. Does Maitland deserve an entertainment centre? I say, and Ari says that they do, and we should build this thing as soon as possible. Stephen hates it. He's against culture. What do I do? My hands are tied.
Plenty of discourse on, like we said, on the phones and online about this sort of stuff. And we've got one person from Maitland who's said, yep, all for it. We'll go to Summer. Morning, Summer. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a total waste of money. You've got all the things in Newcastle and then you have all the big acts go to the Vineyards anyway, so why does Maitland need to have an entertainment centre?
Okay.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you reckon better spent on other things, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
And that's what I was kind of saying as well. What's their dream scenario? What kind of acts are they trying to draw? I don't know. Feels like a pipe dream.
All right. Shane's up next in Maryland. What are your thoughts?
I think that it shouldn't be built. A waste of money up there. But I think it should be spent on upgrading our current entertainment centre.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, it does. It is in need of an upgrade,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty shocking at the moment.
Yeah, it's definitely
pretty old.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right, one more, shall we? To Madawi next. Gabby, what are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. Look, if it means that we're going to get more entertainment, I'm all for it. It gives us a bit of extra space for some more events. I can't necessarily see too many downsides to it.
Well, other than the fact we got to pay for it with taxpayer money.
Oh, well, you don't know that.
Well, where else is the money coming from, to be fair? But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. And, look, a fair show of support for it.
Yeah, and I think the kind of the sample size we've had on the show is a reflection of the community.
Mm.
People are saying yes. You're not going to be able to please everyone, are you?
No, that's it. That's the same with every type of infrastructure.
A project, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
guess if you build it, the events will come.
Our one caller from Maitland was for it, though. So yeah. It sounds like 100% of Maitland people
do want
this
payment
set up.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, it's that time of the morning where we play our typical game. This is Lowest to Lux. Love this one. Super easy. Basically, I give you three items. You have to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive. If you get that right, you win a prize.
Yeah, what's the prize today?
Two tickets to the Progressive Dinner next Saturday to celebrate 150 years of Wall's End. Welcome drink and entree at the Fire Station Hotel, main meal at Lemon Grove Hotel and dessert at Colliery Inn. You walk between them. Pub crawl with fancy dinner included. Yes, please.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's meet the Nova Castrine vying for said prize. Daniel in Malabula. Morning, mate. How's your weekend?
Not too bad, mate.
Yeah, well, that's good too. Yeah, well, fingers crossed we can make, you know, next weekend just as good with this spectacular prize. So what we're going to do for you is give you three things. You've got to list them from the least to the most expensive. Across it?
Bloody beautiful.
Let's do this thing.
Excellent. All right, Daniel, here we go. First item I have for you is a six-pack of Tip Top Hop Dog Rolls from Coles at Market Town. That's your first one. Your second item will be the seven-pack of Born Brand Round and Flat Natural Paint Brushes from Officeworks. And then your third item will be an apple and walnut log from Baker's Delight at Warner's Bay. So just to recap for you, the six-pack of hot dog rolls from the brand Tip Top. Then you've got the seven-pack of natural paint brushes. And then you've got the apple and walnut log from Baker's Delight. You across that, Daniel?
Yep.
Beautiful. All right. So why don't we start with your cheapest item first? What do you reckon?
I'll probably just stay with the rolls.
The rolls
first. Hot dog rolls?
Hot dog rolls first. Okay.
Okay.
And then so that leaves you with the paint brushes and the apple and walnut roll. What are you thinking?
Well, you've got a 50-50 here, so let's make a choice.
We'll go. We might just leave it as is.
No, no, no. You got to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive. You got to leave it in that order?
Yeah, leave it in that order. Yeah,
okay.
So hot dogs, then paintbrushes, then apple and walnut roll.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's lock it in. Okay, Krivo, you got some dramatic music for us?
Yeah, we
got
to start with the first price.
Yeah, I know, but I like it early. Okay, all right, fine. How are your way? So the hot
dictator
dog...
Dictator over the button bar over there.
Oh, I do press the button, so I choose when they go.
Okay, hot dog rolls from Coles at Market Town. That's going to set you back $4.50.
Okay,
as
so
cheapest.
To stay in the game, you've got to have...
The brushes.
The brushes to be more than $4.50.
All right. I can confirm that the seven pack of paintbrushes is going to set you back $13.60.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that is cool. You are correct.
Big jump there.
I think that was a ooh. No, I think it was a worried ooh, if I'm honest.
You know what, though? Cost of food these days way up. And what is it? It's an apple and walnut log.
Yes, the whole log from Baker's Delight. Yummy. Okay, so that
yummy indeed
is going to cost you, for just one from Baker's Delight Warner's Bay, $8.50.
Which has not gone well for you. I'm so sorry.
You
played valiantly, Daniel. Unfortunately, though, not a winner today.
Oh.
More chances to win at the same time, same place tomorrow, though. The station with only local winners here on New FM.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
We're firing up the time machine for Newey back in time. If you haven't heard this, basically what I've done throughout the week is curate some audio grabs of significant moments all from the same year.
Oh, you've been working hard, have you?
Oh, of course I have, always behind the scenes.
First time for everything.
So what you two need to do is work together and try and figure out what year all these audio clips are from.
Team Ari and Creever.
Now, I did a demo run with Scott the Chippy from Power, our producer, on Thursday.
Yeah.
And he got it, and he got it so quick as well. So a bit of pressure on you two.
So a bit of hope for us then, eh, Creever?
Well, look, as much as you say that, I don't feel any pressure whatsoever.
All right, well, that being said, with your confidence, you know, at an all-time high, let's get into this grab.
Novocastrians have scaled Queen's Wharf Tower for the final time, with a city icon permanently closed as of this afternoon.
Well, Australia is waking up to a major developing story in the cricketing world. Cameron Bancroft has been charged with ball tampering.
Now, those in Newcastle will have a new place to get fit, with an over 65s wellness centre opening on Wharf Road.
It's an historic day for aviation, with the first direct flight from Australia to Europe fly non-stop from Perth to London.
And he strikes just 3.5 minutes into his Newcastle career.
Oh, God.
See, it's so recent that, like, we should be getting this.
No, but it's, it makes it difficult, though, because I just don't... I've got no memory of anything.
Well, that makes it hard for every year, though, Creever.
It's true. It's because I'm so old is the main issue.
I also love how, like, you've saved that grab of Caelan Ponga and stuff at the end. Like, that was the best bit of all of it. I love me a bit of KP.
Well, so that's his Newcastle debut.
Right, okay.
Which is the big hint in that.
There's a big hint. Yeah. The issue, the thing, to me, the biggest landmark one is people going up the tower for the last time.
Yeah, yes. Iconic.
But I don't remember if when they went up it for the last time was the same year it got demolished, or when that was just announced. The whole thing is a blur to me.
You're right.
And I'm really struggling with it. So
I can give you guys a hint if you'd like.
Sure.
I'd love one.
How's this for a hint? And this is a significant moment in Australian history.
Uh-oh.
ScoMo becomes Prime Minister, replacing Malcolm Turnbull this year. Leadership spill.
Doesn't help me.
Yeah,
doesn't help
you. I don't know anything about politics.
I know about politics, but still, like I said, all the blur.
All right.
I'm in, though. I've got mine. Do I need to write it down or anything?
No, you can just tell us a guess.
Okay,
I'm going first. I'm going to say 2019.
2019 for Creevo?
I'm going to go 2018, actually.
2018 for Ari.
Yeah.
Well, I can reveal that one of you is correct.
Oh, no. No.
The number one song to round out the year, Billboard 100, was Drake's God's Plan.
Oh, God.
Great song. Doesn't help me still.
No. Oscar for Best Picture went to The Shape of Water.
I haven't watched that.
It was 2018. Ari was correct.
Woo-hoo! I feel accomplished. I feel like I can now go on with my life.
Yeah, that's it.
A big year for Newcastle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Queen's Wharf Tower gone and Caelan Ponga debuting. That's massive.
That is Newcastle to a T right there. So do we have an ongoing score of Ari versus Creevo?
Well, I think you guys kind of work as a team. I'd go back and I'll listen.
Yeah,
I'll listen back to the loss.
I feel like that'll make, a bit of competition out of it, make it more fun. So let's do that going forward. Newey Back in Time returns next week.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Yes.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, some absolute belters on Newey parking fails over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite is, it looks like down near Nobby's Beach, somebody has just parked right across the, like using a big like four-wheel drive, right across the motorbike section.
You can't be doing that.
That's just making up your own rules. I mean, they're just thinking, well, motorbike's got two wheels. Ours is just two wheels plus two wheels, maybe. Is that the sort of thinking that's going into that?
I don't know. Four-wheel drives often have their own set of rules anyway.
Yeah, they do.
They just go up, like, any curbs, no worries, onto grassland. They don't care, do they?
Yeah. Living the best life.
They own the city. That's their prerogative, apparently.
Living worry-free is join our free therapy session here this morning. Because as an adult, I guess few things hurt more than getting champed.
champed.
Now, is this the same for chicks as it is blokes, Ari? Like, getting champed hurts.
Oh, saying like, you know, oh,
hey, how are you, champ? There, champ? How's things, yeah, champ?
Oh, give absolutely.
Give us a hand with this, would you, champ?
It stings, doesn't it? Like, it's so condescending.
It is a bit.
Feels like demasculating. I don't know. Like, getting alpha'd like that hurts like nothing else. The worst part is the older generation don't know the damage it can do. So they throw around terms like this willy-nilly. They do. They, or at least claim ignorance.
Yeah.
But they throw around terms like this willy-nilly. So I was at the Jets game yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got champed, but worse.
Okay, so what is it?
An old friend of mine came up to me, saw me while I was at the game, and went, "No way, good to see you, pilot."
That's a what? That's
he
a
called
thing.
Me pilot.
Oh, that is so bad.
That's uncomfortable a little bit, actually. I don't like it.
It stung me to my core. It really did.
The thing with champ is that, alright, you're the champion, so of course you think, oh god, I'm not that good. But pilot is, once again, it's such an elite job that it makes you look even worse.
I don't
pilot
know.
Pilot is terrible.
I just, and this is what got me thinking, surely I'm not the only one in Newcastle who's been stung by something like this. 4967405. Like we said, we have Jets tickets up for grabs.
Jets, you mean Knights.
Knights tickets, sorry. I was at the Jets. We got Knights tickets up for grabs.
Yeah.
We just want to know, what is the most condescending name?
What is the ultimate? Maybe it, for you it is champ, or, you know, pilot's amazing. I've never even heard that one before.
Mm. Buddy's another that you get stung with a fair bit.
Oh, for me, it's got to be legend.
Legend.
Oh, really? You don't like that
Come
one?
Come over here, legend. Give us a hand with this, would you? Oh, not today, mate. Not
What's
today.
The one that hurts you the most, do you think, Ari?
Actually, this one you might not have heard of or something like that, but I get called little lady sometimes.
It's little lady.
How you feeling over there, little lady? It's like, yeah, I'm not little. I'm not, you know, half a lady sometimes. I'm a little bit, you know, tomboyish sometimes. So I'm just like, well, you know what? I'm not small. Leave me alone.
The female equivalent of champ. There you go. It does not discriminate, does it? 4967 4105. We'll go first to Graham in Elmore Vale. Morning, mate. What's the ultimate condescending name?
Morning. I hate getting called boss.
Boss.
Boss, yeah. Oh, that's so common too, hey?
Yeah, they don't do what you tell them anyway, so.
And boss is one that is so prevalent on, like, in Kuta Markets or something when you're in Bali.
That's right.
Boss, come here, buy this,
oh,
boss.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing makes me want to not spend money more than that. Okay.
Another Bintang singlet have you got for me, do you? I'll have none of those, thanks.
All right, let's head over to, Elmore Vale again. Good morning, Josh.
No, we'll go to Gilliston Heights instead. Margaret, what's the condescending name you hate?
Yes. I said to my nephew, "Hello, beautiful." That night I got an email from his father telling me I was sexualizing him and not to use beautiful again.
Oh, that's taken one step too far.
So safe to say you've removed that one from the vocabulary then, hey?
I have.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you're going to have to, I suppose. That's
especially
crazy, isn't it?
When you get told by email, that is the ultimate. Like, paper trail, you know, you got to keep records of everything these days,
don't
you?
I'm doing that.
All right, let's go one more. In Caves Beach, Trevor, what's the condescending name you get called?
When I lived down in Tassie a few years ago, it's a pretty common one down there. They call you Shagger.
That is so bad.
On a similar vein to, you know, to Boss and all the others. Yeah, that's a rough one, I think. I think we do have Josh from Elmore Vale back on the line.
Okay, let's
we'll quickly see if we can get that one because he persisted. Josh, what's the most condescending name?
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. What have you got for us?
Oh, it boils my blood. Pow.
Pow.
I'm going to call it. That is the worst one.
That is.
Do you think that's the worst one?
I think that is, the shortest and the worst.
Because you know what is so bad about pow is it's not only is it that sort of, I guess you're elevating that person, but if they've never met you before, there is no friendship here. You know, the fact that you're calling me pow doesn't make me the pow.
Oh, well, wrap that up, eh, pals? Finish it there.
That'll do ya.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, yesterday, went down to Dudley Beach.
Mm-hmm. Dudley? What are you doing down there?
Good question. Never been down there before.
Okay. By the way, I used to go there frequently when I was in the Charlestown Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know, 5 minutes from where I used to live.
First time I've ever been to Dudley Beach. It's spectacular.
It is lovely, isn't it?
The little journey down through the forest. It's like you're on a, you know, on holiday somewhere. It is absolutely stunning. And, phew, the weather turned it on yesterday, didn't it?
It takes you a while to find where the little path is to get down to the beach. Like, guys, the car park says I'm here. Map says I'm here. Where do I need to walk from
now? But I'm not here. It is like an adventure. If you haven't been there, treat yourself.
It's one of, I'd say, Newcastle's longer beaches as well. I feel like it stretches for ages just isolated there.
I didn't measure it, but I liked it. I also like how few houses you can see from there. You just feel secluded. Feels like you're in a magical part of the world. And magical it is.
There you go. Well, yeah, treat yourself. I guess it goes to show, you never stop learning.
That's right.
There's still so many things in this world to explore and to see.
Yeah, and our show is both entertaining and educational. Mm. We can just keep saying stuff like this. Life is a learning journey, isn't it?
In case you missed it, making the rounds throughout, I guess, online news sources and also on the telly and stuff, one of our country's most well-known, I guess, comedic actresses, Rebel Wilson, right? She's been in the news speaking out about her new book / memoir, and apparently there are some very controversial claims and topics about this. I had to do a deep dive. I needed to know the details.
Her book is not out yet, and I'm sick of hearing about it.
Really?
Yeah, obviously she has to create this drama to
sell it.
Yeah, to sell copies. But, like, you're right, it has been everywhere at the moment. And because there's been so much, you kind of get lost in what's happening and where it's all happening and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think you might be slightly wrong there, Stephen. I don't think it's her directly creating the drama. No, it's because all of these news outlets have caught wind about the topics that she's been talking about. They're like, oh my gosh, we have to just bring this to light immediately before it even comes out. So it's not her, it's the news sources.
Where have they got the book from? It's not out yet.
Oh, they get previews and stuff. Don't you know about that?
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, so I did find out that the release date for her book, which is called Rebel Rising, has actually been delayed due to some of the content. So that's going to come out probably at the end of this month to early May. One of the main hot topics, though, that surrounds another actor in this book, it's actually Sacha Baron Cohen, who actually famously plays Borat. Mm-hmm. Isla Fisher's married to him. Oh, now they're divorcing, apparently.
My wife.
All that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Everyone knows him from the little green mankini thing. Apparently, it says in the book that she claims that he humiliated and harassed her when they worked together on a 2016 film called The Brothers Grimsby. So this has caused a massive stir. He's going after about it, you know, denying all these
claims. Well, it's those accusations that have held up the book. Correct? They're the ones that have made them hold it?
Yeah. I think it's going through, like, some legalities.
That's
and
what
things
I mean.
Like that.
Yeah, those claims.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, yes, it's about, you know, he said, she said type of gear. But, yeah, it's not sounding good for Sacha Baron Cohen.
What's some of the other juice that we've got going on?
So this,
obviously that's quite serious.
Yeah. So other topics that she dives into also surrounds claims about her late, I'm going to say, introduction to intimacy. That's how I'm going to kind of coin it.
Right.
Late 30s, about how everything happened with her sex life and everything like that. But also that her Hollywood team, now this would grind a lot of people's gears. She claims that her Hollywood kind of PR team and executives and things like that actually prevented her from losing weight throughout all those years in her career so that she could be used for the roles of bigger characters.
How did they prevent her from losing weight?
Well, they said.
That was going to be my next question.
You can't prevent anyone. You're surely not contractually obliged to, like, you know, stay at that size.
Oh, you want to, your memberships have been, like, to the gym have been denied. You're not allowed.
Well, a lot of her famous roles, your character. You know, like Fat Amy and, like, you know, all that type of stuff. Like, she is famous for those roles. So I'm guessing that, you know, look, there's going to be more things come out for you. You know, if we'd be betrayed at characters like at that size, maybe you should say that way. But this is all speculation at this point. I haven't read the book.
It's one thing to suggest, you know, you think about your future or whatever, but to like prevent her from losing weight? That is a crazy accusation.
It is. And that's what this book is all about. It's all a revelation. It's all a massive insight, a tell-all to her life. And I'm totally hooked.
Yeah, well, the media frenzy has worked.
Yes, it has. Absolutely has.
Ari's going to buy a copy, and no doubt when we get it, we'll hear all the juicy details when they're finally released.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
At the moment, of course, interest rates, they went up so many times in a row there. And got to be honest, got a bit stung on that at our end. So we've been hunting around.
No fixed rate.
Nah, exactly. On the little cottage, we've been trying to get like a better rate. Anyway, we found a bank that wants to do it. So brilliant. We can save a bit of money each month.
Great.
Yep. All bills are going up. Every saving helps. Mm-hmm. One of the conditions was, though, they have to send out someone to go and check the house to make sure that, you know, it is what we said and, you know, the value is enough to give us the loan, basically.
Yep, make sure
got enough collateral.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they send out this guy. I wasn't there. It was first thing in the morning. I was obviously doing the show here.
Yeah.
And my wife, Emmy's at home, you know, and then knock at the door. Oh, yep, I'm here to come and, you know, check the house is what you say it is or whatever. Do the value or whatever. Anyway, he comes into the house and suddenly there's all of this screeching and screaming coming from the backyard.
Oh, my God.
And Emmy's panics and says, oh, yep, sure, welcome. I'm going to go see what's going on in the backyard. Runs out the back. She's still in her pajamas at this point because it's early in the morning. And out there, Molly the Whippet has in her mouth a magpie.
What? She caught a magpie?
Somehow she has caught... Now, magpies often taunt and tease Molly. And just like... So okay. She's been like... They've obviously been winding her up for some time. And the magpie's going off. The neighbours are all like, you know, Wilsoning it over the edge of the... Over the fence, looking over what's going on. Neighbours even across the street, they're poking their heads out the doors trying to see what's happening. Emmy's yelling at the dog, drop it, drop it! You know, and of course that makes the dog run away. The dog's running to the other side of the yard, just trying to escape. Eventually, luckily, Molly drops the magpie, and the magpie somehow is fine.
Oh,
no dramas.
No, and then like gets out through the gate and is away. But this time,
didn't fly away.
It's like walked out the gate.
It was so very interesting.
Very strange, the whole situation. Anyway. At that point, the guy had been done with his, like, checking the house out and left. I'm hoping that, this doesn't affect things and we'll be all right.
No, not at all.
But the whole drama, Emmy wasn't even able to show him around the house or anything. He's just watching this chaos unfold. The magpie. Thank God the magpie escaped. Can you imagine that written on the report, you know? House looked all right. Dog did kill a bird, though.
To be fair, I reckon Molly was trying to teach that bird a lesson. Like, don't come around here no more. You'll see what happens.
This
put your mum out.
This is my yard.
Maybe it'll play to your favour. Maybe we'll go, these people, they need a hand, don't they?
Yeah.
They need a bit of extra money in the back pocket.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So over the weekend, your girl came out a champion on Friday night, right? So we had kind of like a family games night at
That's
the Coleman
right.
household.
Yeah, I remember you teasing this.
Yeah, so my partner Mitch and I, we hosted a games night at his place with two of the cousins, their fiancé / wives, and his brother and his wife. So there was the eight of us playing a couple of different games. So we played this thing called Anomia. We played like What Do You Meme, all that type of stuff. But the thing that I want to brag about the most, we played Kahoot. Now, have you heard of Kahoot before?
I've heard of none of these.
Kahoot, big part of my schooling.
Yes, yeah, same.
Big part of my high school education. Basically, for those who are unaware, it's someone who hosts projects a quiz up on the screen. It's multi-choice.
Yeah.
So from your phone, you can click either red, green, yellow or blue, multi-choice, and the person who answers it correct the quickest gets the most points. At the end of the quiz, whoever has the most points wins.
Yeah, okay. Online trivia, everyone uses their own devices to, I guess, answer.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, so we play at least like five or six games. So like you've got like your music trivia, some sports in there, a bit of general questions.
Logo quiz, all that kind of stuff gets thrown up. Yeah.
Guess who won 4 out of the 5 or 6. I got them. I got them.
Pretty good.
I am a bloody legend. Every time I won, I stood up and I'm just like, yeah! I'm so
pumped.
That's
a summary right there.
So games night in my favour.
There you go. I want to talk about yesterday, the mighty Newcastle Jets. They reigned supreme. Victorious against Sydney FC at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Yes.
3-1 victors. And I was there as ground announcer yesterday.
Look at you. How'd you snag that job?
Oh, right.
He is.
Right place, right time.
Moving up in the world.
He is.
Not all of us. He's on a different tax bracket over
No, not at all. but I was there kind of as like an injury replacement, I suppose. I don't know, just filling in.
Okay.
So I think I'll be doing the next couple games as we run into the end of the season.
Fancy.
I went in though with the intention that this would be a doddle. I was kind of like, when I agreed to do it, I was like, all right, kickoff's at 3, I'll rock up 5 to 3 maybe. Yeah. And then
no, you would not. You take your job more seriously than
that. Nah, in my mind, I was like, this is so easy. You gotta do a couple reads, you go, oh wow, great Newcastle goal, hype up the crowd, all this sort of stuff. I thought it'd be this so easy.
A fantastic Newcastle goal.
Well, we speak for a living, you know, so I was like, that's all it is essentially. You turn on a mic and you talk.
Yeah, okay.
So I was shocked when I found first meeting of the day, 12:30. For a 3 o'clock start.
You've been done in.
Oh, Lord, here we go. What? Do I have to come to this meeting? They're like, yes, it's imperative you have to come to this meeting.
Oh, wow.
I was like, all right, I'll rock up.
Good catering?
There is so much stuff that is knocking on behind the scenes there.
Yeah?
I don't know. I just, like I said, I assumed it'd be so easy. But it's like, you know, there's this guy who's in charge of making sure the right audio plays while you're, you know, speaking to the microphone, the songs come down, your mic comes up, so a sound engineer.
Jeez.
There's guys there who are in charge of making sure that the right images and videos are displayed on the big screens.
Yeah, wow.
There's a guy who coordinates it all, you know. All right, wow. You play over there. Yes, now you, next slide.
It's like
all
a kind conductor.
Of Stephen, you read. Yeah. He's like in charge of it all. And there is so much that goes on. I just honestly thought they'd have a few scripts for me, read this for a client, worries, I'd read it, and then we're done.
Talk about what's happening on the game.
But there is so much more involved in it. I was shocked. And I think the meeting made me more nervous than I was before I even rocked up.
Really?
Because I thought, wow, there's a lot more moving parts here than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, rocked up and I was very, very calm. I was like, no worries. Public speaking doesn't really bother me.
Doesn't rattle you, yeah.
You click the mic on for the first time.
You got the butterflies?
I started getting nervous.
Oh.
I think it's the unknown nature of it all, the fact that I hadn't done it, that, you know, I was relying on other people to make sure that I was doing the right thing as well.
You don't want to stuff anything up.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Did you stuff anything up?
I have an actual proper question on top of that. Did you have to say Apostolos Stamatolopoulos' his name and you steamrolled it and you couldn't do it?
Yeah, well, he scored, so you have
did.
To say, you know, goal,
stammer.
Newcastle Jets, number 8, Apostolos Stamatolopoulos.
Oh, my God. Did you, though?
I think I was okay.
Ooh.
It was you know what, the Jets players are fine because I watch them every week.
Yeah?
It's the Sydney FC players where the trouble came. Because unfamiliar with them.
Okay.
Well, not as familiar. So, you know what, I could have said their names wrong. Don't know. Just kind of, you say it quicker with a bit of a mumble. You might get away with it.
Hope for the best.
Did you
not study the lineup beforehand?
You only get the lineup an hour before the game.
Yeah, that's enough time to go, hey, what's, how do you say this again? And listen on YouTube or something.
Yeah, well, I listened a few times. I tried to write myself a bit of a pronunciation guide, but you still get to it and you're like, oh, you know, you're not super comfortable and familiar with it. You probably got to listen to all of them right before you say it again, but you can't do that because you got other players to
keep an eye on.
And you got other things to say and bits and bobs to do.
Yeah. Overall, how would you rate your performance?
Mm.
I think I'm getting a call up again. So couldn't have been that bad. Far from perfect.
And what do you get, like 10 grand for the day or something?
Oh, gee, don't get out of bed for less than 15.
Yeah,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah, 15.
Like I said, Ari, he's on a different tax bracket, you know, on a different pay grade.
That's fine.
Yeah, Jets famously got heaps of money at the moment.
Oh, that's what I heard.
Well, Totally. Okay, well, here's the deal, Stephen. You can keep doing the ground announcing. Crevo and I will go sit in, like, the luxurious kind of corporate box and we'll just have
dreaming.
A couple of champers.
There dreaming.
Go. Sounds good. Especially if we get some of the money you're on.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We are the station of only local winners as well. Josh and Ella Morvale walking away with a couple tickets to the Knights.
Nice.
He's a big winner. That's not the only gift we have to do today, though.
No. Mm-hmm.
Scott the Chimney Propeller, are you knocking about?
I am. I'm here.
Can we please get you to make your way to our studio?
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you please come in?
Okay. We need you to come in.
All right. As Scott is making his way towards our studio,
yeah,
it's a very special day for us as a team and for Scott the Chippy Propel.
He's running down the hallway now. It's a long hallway. It's like a big corridor like you'd find in an old castle or something.
Because today is Scott's birthday.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I must spend my money. It's my birthday.
Here's the cake. Here's the cake.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
That's all right. I was over the hot stove for hours and hours.
You were slaving away on this one.
Yeah. Making that Woolies mug cake for you.
You've done well. You've done very, very well.
He's got the icing just like they do at Woolies. How good's that?
He's even made the little thing that goes on top to say happy birthday.
Yeah, that's out of... isn't that out of, like, Colombian chocolate?
I think so. Only the finest.
Yeah.
Well, very happy birthday, mate.
Thank you very much.
The stuff you do behind the scenes makes this show tick. We'd actually be lost without you.
Thank you very much.
I hope you had a great, you know, I guess, weekend celebrating. Just gone.
Yes, it was. Spent the weekend in Sydney with family and my girlfriend and friends and, yeah.
All the good stuff.
Can't complain.
Did you have a beer or something?
I had a couple of on our Friday night, went and saw the boys and watched the Knights play, so I was very happy to be sitting in the pub while they were out there
in the
slipping and sliding around everywhere. I was very happy to be in the pub. And then, yeah, just spending it with family and out with my girlfriend to a bar in Sydney on the Sky Tower.
On the Eiffel Tower. Went to France for the weekend.
Went there and came back right in time for the show.
Ooh la la.
Well, you know, you're entering your mid-20s now, turning 25, so...
We'll take that, thank you.
You know, if you're coming to get a prize or whatever, wish Chippy a happy birthday.
Or when you're hearing him on the, you know, on the air next, you can give him a call just to wish him happy birthday.
You can, I'll be that
Well, that's it. If you're playing UFM's Trivia Temptation with Chippy, make sure you're not winning if you don't say happy birthday to him today.
That's very true.
I'm making that rule right now.
Yeah, right. I'll stand by that one.
That is us done. Happy birthday. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
And have a great day to all of you as well.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye. See ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.